If you're a coach and looking to make a bigger impact, I've got some great stuff to share with you today on Coach's Corner. Welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner for coaches who want more success now. I want to give you a free gift. I want you to download the latest book I have available for you. It's free. Top 10 marketing mistakes and how to avoid them. If you're a coach, if you're a trainer, if you're an entrepreneur of any kind, you're going to get a lot of value from this ebook. It's certainly worthwhile getting. www.robertimbrialli.com/top10. Top and the number 10. And you can download that book for free. Welcome to another edition, my friends. Coach's Corner is here again. And I'm sure you read the title of this, is you want to be the coach who saves the world. Well, that's really what we're all about, isn't it? We want to make a difference in people's lives, but sometimes we want to go a little bit bigger. We want to make a difference in not just one person's life, but how about a lot of people's lives? Wouldn't that be cool? Well, there's some interesting statistics, and something that kind of sparked my desire to come on today and have this conversation with you is that there are more people right now depressed in our country, USA here, than at any time in history, according to some research that had just come out the past week or so. And I found that fascinating, and I sat back and I said, okay, what's really going on here? Because you know, we are living in some great times. There's a lot of wonderful things happening out there. And, why are so many people focused on everything that's not working? And it has to go back to what I call social programming, right? We're all part of this game, the social soup, if you will. And there's a lot of social programming going on. I blame social media to a large extent on that. It's very easy to get on Facebook and start scrolling through and seeing all the wonderful things that people are doing and feel like, wow, I'm not doing any of those things, so my life sucks, right? But what you're really not really understanding is that, you know, the person had a lousy week, but they had one moment that was great and that got posted. They didn't post all the other stuff. Thankfully, they didn't post all the other stuff, right? But it still has the impact on us as making us feel less than. We don't feel like, you know, we're having a great life or having a great time. I do the same thing. I post the highlights, if you will, and I think a lot of people do that. I don't post the things when I've had a rough day. I'm not saying, hey, rough day, you know, look at me. I'm so sad. I'm so upset because I had a rough day. I don't post that. I don't think anybody does. Or, well, there are people who do, but for the most part, we don't do that. And it kind of gives us a false impression that everyone out there is having a great time, but not us. We're not having a great time. So that's one aspect. Social media is big. Everyone's involved in social media. It looks like, you know, 4 out of 5 people use social media. Even people say they don't use it. They're still impacted by it. They're still affected by it in some way, shape, or form. So that was one thing that really causes us to not be as happy as we could otherwise be. There's another thing. Again, social programming. Our media. Our media has changed. And I was thinking about this morning. I was in the shower. I was thinking about this. You know, when I was growing up, the news was really more a public service. And for a lot of radio and television stations, this was not a place where they made money. This was a place they kind of knew they had to do something, give back to the community. So they would give back to the community in that way. It was not a moneymaker for them. They would make their money from the ads during prime time. They would make their advertising money. And then they would invest in a small news team. And the news team would go out there and they would answer the who, what, where, when, and why, right? The 5 W questions, and they would present it without opinion. The opinion was not part of it. It was just clearly, here's what's going on, here's what happened, and that's it. They wouldn't go any further. Well, today that's totally changed, right? So somebody at some point realized, hey, we're doing this news thing. Could we make money with it? Could this be a profit center for us? And indeed it is. And today that's really all it is. So what I coach my clients on is that, you know, pay really close attention to the media in terms of what it really is versus what you think it is. And what it really is entertainment. It isn't the news anymore. The truth of the matter is they are very much involved in advertising. And they make more money. The more people come to their website and click on their links, the more people watch their channel, the more people who listen to the radio, right? That's how they make their money. And you might think, well, you know, I go to these news websites, but I'm not like other people. I never click on the ads because I don't want to give them any money. Doesn't matter. The fact that you just loaded that page, those ads, once they load, they've already made money off of you. Right? So what they try to do is they try to sensationalize everything. Now, I went on foxnews.com last week and I said, this is kind of interesting. Let's look at how many times they used the word shocking. And it was everywhere, every single headline. So not only are the news organizations, right, incentivized by advertising, but so are the reporters. Do you know the reporters a lot of times are incentivized by how many people click on their reports, and their stories are actually paid for that? So what do you think happens? Do you think they're going to put a boring headline up there, or they're going to put something that's really sensationalized, right? And how often when you click on that story that's all sensationalized and shocking, and you go in there and you go, is that really it? That's all it is? Well, clickbait. They got you. You know, they displayed the ads. They made the money. That's all there was to it. So this is a game that has changed dramatically over the course of my lifetime. It used to be public service. It used to be who, what, where, when, and why, and that was it. The moment they tell you when you're watching the media, the moment they say what that means is, or what that could mean is, now they go into opinion. But the line is so fine that it's really hard to take, and it's really hard to find it. So they say, well, you know, if people were educated a little bit more, if they were smarter, they'd be able to decipher real news from fake news. Not so. I'm very educated. They still, you know, get fooled by it more often than not. But now I kind of chuckle at it because it's like, oh, there I go again. You know, I'm getting sucked into this. And how much of it is really true? Well, you know what? If you weren't there to see it with your own eyes, there's probably a lot of it that is falsely reported, poorly reported, reported with opinion mixed in. You know, it's not a pure glass of water anymore. Now there's other stuff in there that they're giving you. And they're saying, here, this is as pure as it. No, it's not anymore. It's just not that. So what happens is we are very divided as a nation, clearly very divided, right? Because that's what gets the eyeballs. If they get you in their side, whatever side it is, they get you there and they sensationalize and they push on the other one. They make it and they hype it and they just push it as far as they can. You fall into that and you go, well, I'm on this side now, and it's going further and further and further off to in that direction. You can't even hear what the other side says because it sounds so like, what are they talking about? This doesn't even make sense. Now, the truth of the matter is I have a lot of close friends who are different politically than me, but the truth of the matter is we all like the same things. The truth of the matter is we all want the same things. We all want the same things out of our government, you know, but you put a label on it and all of a sudden, but there's this tension, right? And it's not just you and I, it's everybody who's going through this. And you kind of got to work with your clients on this and help them understand if they're really watching the news every day and they're believing everything. You know, there's a mistake being made, and I will relate it to you in a way that maybe you can understand a little bit better, because this media stuff gets a little bit complex sometimes. So one of the things I do is when I work with a client and I say, you know, here's my price, here's what it costs to work with me, and I ask them a question. The question I always ask is, do you view working with me as an expense or as an investment? If they say it's an expense, I won't work with them. Why? Because they're seeing it the wrong way. It's not what it is. You work with me as a coach, it should be an investment in you or your business where I'm going to bring value exponentially bigger, larger, and long-term to you than you could ever get any other way. And if you see it anything other than that, it doesn't work, right? So I'm an investment. You invest in me as a coach, I'm an investment in your future because what I teach you, what I show you, how I get you over the hump or break through whatever it is that's challenging you, you're never going to go back again. You're never going to get stuck in that same rut because now you'll have the tools and the strategies to get through it. And you can use what I teach you over and over and over again for the rest of your life. I'm never going to call you back and say, hey, you know what I taught you 10 years ago? Yeah, I want it back. Can't do that, right? So you've got it for life. And I think that's really great. So in the same respect, when I have a client who's spending a lot of time watching the media, I say, it's okay if you watch the media. Here's the caveat to it, though. I don't want you to look at it as news. If you put it in the category of news in your mind, you're making a mistake because it's not. Most of everything you're seeing today is fake news. I don't care which side you're on. It's all fake news, right? It's all obloviated. It's all opinion now. It's all clickbait. It's not really the raw information that you need where it will allow you to make your own decisions. They're making the decisions for you about what things mean and what it's going to mean going forward. So it isn't what it used to be. So what I'd like you to really look at here is put that in a different category and help your clients do the same thing. Put it in the category of entertainment because really that's what it is. Now, here's how I explain this to my clients. I say, if I took the headlines from any of the top news websites, I took 10 of those headlines, then I went to a tabloid site. Let's say I went to National Enquirer, really a tabloid, right? And I took 10 headlines from there. And I read these headlines to you and you didn't know which site they came from. Would you be able to tell me which ones come from a news site and which ones come from the tabloid site? You'd be shocked to know you can't tell because it's become the same thing. So you look at it, you say, well, what is the National Enquirer? It's entertainment. Is anything in there true? Yeah, probably a little bit, but not much. Is anything true on the news sites? Yeah, maybe a little bit, but not much, right? It's sort of the same thing. So if you look at news, you look at the media, look at it as entertainment. And if you can do that, it sort of shifts you, because then you're no longer stuck in the, oh my God, the world is ending. I was in a restaurant the other day and I was sitting down. You know, these community tables, they have these long tables and a lot of different people sit at them. I was sitting there having my lunch, and there was two ladies sitting next to me, and they were depressed. They were really sad. And the conversation they were having was about global warming. And they said, you know, we have to move out of California because, you know, in 5 years, California is going to be underwater. Really, that's what they listened to in the quote unquote media. And they believed it to the point that it was depressing them, to the point that they were going to sell their houses and move out of California because of this. I mean, it's like, okay, this has really gone too far. It's gone to an extreme when you see people who are actually depressed over this stuff. How much of it's true? Can't tell. Can't tell. You don't know what the weather's going to be like tomorrow. You know, how often do they get that wrong? And you're going to tell me, you know, it's going to change that dramatically. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. I don't know. But I just know from my experience, am I happy today? My feet on the ground today? Is everything good? The sun is shining? I have nothing to worry about. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm worried about today. What am I going to do today? I'm going to get out of bed. I'm going to have a great day. Here's the list of things I want to accomplish. Here's what I want to do. Get yourself back focused on what's in the moment. Focus on the present. You don't have the future. You only have the present moment. Always, you only have the present moment. And if you're worried about the future, something that may or may not happen, you're putting yourself in a position where you're going to be sad. You're going to be depressed a lot. And there are a lot of people who go down that road, and they are very depressed. And I can see it in our society. You're seeing it more and more because everything that you're hearing is negative, 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 negative. Although the reality is there's a lot of great stuff happening out there. So it's our job. If you want to be the coach that makes a big difference, you want to be the coach that changes the world, you want to be the coach that makes a huge difference, not just for one person, but for society at large, go out there and find clients who are struggling, who are depressed. Easy to do. You just walk outside the door. They're there. They're everywhere, right? Go find some people who are depressed. Have a conversation with them. Work with them and help them get over it. Help them get back on track. Help them be more productive. One happy person will affect another happy person. It's contagious, right? So is depression. One person's depressed and all they're talking about is all the things that are going wrong. And all of a sudden, you know, five people around them are in that same conversation and they walk away and they feel horrible as well. Not great. But if you do it the other way and you say, I'm going to teach you, you know, how to look at the positive side of a lot of this stuff that's going on, you know, whether or not it's true, who knows? Who cares, right? At the end of the day, you know, people are so angry about Donald Trump, so angry about him. And I have conversations with people, and I cannot believe the anger and the vitriol coming from them. So I ask them a question. I say, is somebody that you're ever going to sit down to dinner with? Well, no. Will you ever meet him in person? Probably not. Who cares? Who cares what he's like? Who cares what his personality is about? Doesn't matter. It's just not in my day. My day is I got to come here today and I'm going to make a great podcast. I'm going to come here today and I'm going to share a message with the people that I train and I coach who are going to be inspired and who are going to take action, who are going to change their lives. I've got coaching calls I've got to do. I've got to work with clients and I cannot wait to get on the phone with them because I'm going to help them have not only a great day, but a great week, a great life. And, you know, it's going to make a difference not only for them, but everybody who's around them as well. I know the impact that coaching makes. I've seen it over and over and over again for years. I've been coaching now since 1995. I've seen it. It's unbelievable the power we have. So you want to be the coach that changes the world. You got to get yourself out of the negativity. You got to get yourself into a positive frame as often as possible. It's not possible 100% of the time. Don't even shoot for that goal. You know, it's just not possible. Life happens. And we actually need the negative stuff to cause us to want the good stuff again. So we get a little bit negative, just don't get stuck there and look for what's positive, what can come out of it. You know, what are you looking forward to in your day? Little things like that really change it for people. So we got a lot of people in society depressed. We got a lot of coaches out there that can make a difference. I want you to be one of them. I want to be one of them. And I continue to do that with my clients. And I hope you are doing the same with your clients as well, because they need us now more than ever. And I just want to let you know that you have the gift of coaching, and the gift of coaching is probably, in my eyes, probably one of the most important professions of our time. And you might say, come on, really? You know, computer programmers, app developers, right? All of that stuff is good, but not great. You change how somebody feels. You change your life. I got to tell you something. I do a lot of research and reading in the area of health. And, you know, one of the things that I know is that behind cancer is always emotion. And you might say, well, what do you mean? You know, cancer is because I had too much of this or too much of that or too much exposure. Yeah, sometimes it's environmental. But for a lot of people, it's emotional first. And what's the emotion of cancer? The number one thing that causes cancer? Anger. Angry at Donald Trump? Angry about him as president? Oh boy, you're doing yourself a disservice. You're changing his life. He's going on doing what he's going to do. It's hurting you. It's not hurting anybody else. So again, you sit down with your coaching clients and you say, look, I don't want you to be angry about this. I want you to recognize that it's out there. It really doesn't have anything to do with you personally. It doesn't affect your day today at all. Go through your day. Do what you need to do. Be the best you can be. Focus on the things that are important that are going to make a difference in your life. Stay there. Keep your focus there because that's going to make the difference. Forget about all this other noise, this background noise. You know, the media sites try to make it sound like it's so important because they have to matter. If they don't matter, you won't go there. If you don't go there, they don't make any money because they can't serve up any ads. Think about it. Always follow the money, right? All the sensationalism that's out there is just nonsense. It's entertainment. If you want to be entertained for a few minutes, go there. Laugh at the headlines. Laugh at how they make everything shocking and shocking and shocking and everything is breaking news and alerts and yeah, right, sure. Right. Life's not like that. It just isn't like that. Calm down. Get the anger out. Forget about it. Let it go. Go do something that's fun for you. Now, I want to let you know that I do have coaching available for people who want to hire me as a coach. Just want to let you know where to find the information. Go to my website, robertimbrielli.com, and there's a little tab on the menu systems is coaching, and you can learn a little bit more about the coaching. I do coach a lot of other coaches because coaches are, like I said, one of the biggest professions and probably one of the most important professions of our time. And I worked with Tony Robbins in the past. I was one of the head coach and coach's trainer for his organization in Chicago for a couple of years. Worked with a lot of coaches, helped them become much better at their craft, honing their craft, not only in coaching, but also being able to sell coaching, which is a thing a lot of coaches do struggle with. So if that's something you struggle with, invite you to reach out to me. Just send me an email, robert@ultimatewealth.com, robert@ultimatewealth.com, same email address for many, many years now. And I will, be happy to answer your questions and be able to point you in the right direction in terms of getting the help you need to become the best coach that you can possibly be. So with that, I want to say be positive, have a lot of fun today, be outstanding, change the world, because that's what we're all about. And we'll talk to you again next week.